Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Well, just like that, we're back here on Sports Talk, and Notre Dame's got the ball back after the Georgia Bulldogs couldn't do nothing with it after getting
it
midfield there, and even went for it on fourth down, nothing.
No, man, again, Notre Dame's defense and that big special teams run back kickoff has really been the story today. Notre Dame's defense has really been smothering, other than you give up one big play.
All right, time to get into our Pick 6 segment here on Sports Talk. And, Charlie, what you got for us? Although, no, it is not good for me.
It's an incomplete score for everybody as of now, guys. But if we're going off the seven games that are already completed, I went 3-4. Bad week for me. Boise really kind of messed me up. Texas messed all of us up. Mike, you went 4-3. Bobby went 4-3. Steve, 2-5, as you mentioned, not a great week for you. Where Bobby had me is the Vikings game against the Packers. You know, we got him back with the Raiders against the Saints, but that Penn State-Boise State game is really going to haunt me for this one here, guys. So, you know, we still have the Georgia, you know, results left to go. All of us picked Georgia in this game, so it's not looking good for any of us at this point, but we'll see what happens. We're not going to pick the Orange Bowl just yet, guys, because we don't know if it's going to be Georgia or if it's going to be Notre Dame and what the line's going to be for that game against Penn State, but we will be picking the Cotton Bowl this week. On Friday, January 10th, number 8, Ohio State, 6-point favorites right now versus number 5, Texas.
Ohio State.
Yeah, the way they've been looking, it's hard to pick against the Buckeyes right now who've been rolling. I do like Texas, but, man, give me the Buckeyes, too. I'm rolling with them, like Mike said.
It's really funny because I think this line open is like Texas minus 2 initially, and a ton of money. I mean, a ton of money came on the Buckeyes. So now they're 6-point favorites, and I like the 6. If it were 7.5, maybe I'd be leaning Texas, but I've been riding with Ohio State for quite a while now, guys. I'm with both of you. Give me the Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl. NFL Week 18, we got 4 games to pick from. As I mentioned, we'll be picking the Orange Bowl later. I'll let everybody know what the picks are once we know, you know, the spread, the opponent, all that good stuff. So we're going to move on to NFL Week 18. Saturday Night Football, the Bengals, 2.5-point favorites at the Steelers. With their playoff chances on the line, they need some other things to happen, but 2.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Man, that last game was so tight. Ended up being a Steelers win. But, man, you know, for the Steelers to keep, you know, the Bengals to keep that heartbeat, they got to win. So I'm going to go with Joe Burrow and company.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I believe in Burrow, and I think this will be a tight matchup. But
yeah,
Cincinnati here, I see them pulling away to get the victory, and hopefully we get a Joe Burrow sighting in the postseason.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot for that to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with that Chiefs-Broncos game. I know the Broncos are like 10.5-point favorites against Kansas City because they've locked up the one seed. They're resting everybody. So it's probably going to be Denver snagging that 7th spot in the playoffs. You know, we'd love to see Joe and, you know, Jamar and the guys make it in, but I just don't see it. However, I do agree with both of you. I do think the Bengals pull off this win at the Steelers. They're just red hot right now, guys. And the Broncos, with everything to play for, you know, potentially if they would have won that game this past weekend, they would have been booking their first ticket to the playoffs since they won the Super Bowl. But they fell short against a very gritty Cincinnati team. So give me the Bengals. Joe Burrow's playing at an MVP level. They go into Pittsburgh, and they win by 3 or more points, guys. The Panthers at the Falcons, NFC matchup. Falcons obviously need it to stay in contention, but they open as 7.5-point favorites against Carolina.
Do we get any A-Bear picks this week or not yet?
I don't have them yet, so okay. We'll wait on that.
Sorry, I threw off track there.
No, okay, you're going to go to me first. Man, I know it means so much to Atlanta. So I think the Falcons. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I know it's more than a touchdown, but, man, the Panthers, they El Stinko last week. They didn't play well at all.
I know Chuba Hubbard's banged up.
And Chuba's not going to play.
Right.
He's gone for the year. So I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I do like the way that Bryce has been, you know, leading the Carolina Panthers of late. But I'm sticking with Mike on this one, too. I don't see the Dirty Birds dropping this game. And 7.5 seems a little steep here. But, man, Mike said it. Carolina Kitty Cats or El Stinko. I'll roll with the Falcons in this one to cover.
Another clean sweep here, guys. I'm going with the Falcons minus 7.5 as well. Just that offense for Atlanta versus the Panthers defense, which just got, I don't know what the word for it is. They got spanked last week against the Buccaneers. And I'm expecting something pretty similar here with Atlanta hosting the Panthers this upcoming weekend. Falcons minus 7.5. So we all have Atlanta in this matchup. Up next, we've got the Saints at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 13.5-point favorites. It's the same exact spread that we saw just a couple weeks ago, guys, when the Saints played Monday Night Football against the Packers.
Well, I picked the Packers then, and I'm picking Tampa Bay now. I think Tampa, man, it's everything from the Saints. They're walking wounded. And so, to me, this is the easiest pick of the bunch. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
I got burned by the Saints in the Green Bay game. I thought they could at least cover there. I thought they could get a victory even against the lowly Raiders. That didn't happen. So I'm jumping off the wagon and give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers giving points here.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos, plus the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'm really, really nervous, guys. No Derek Carr, no Alvin Kamara, no potential Kendra Miller. We'll see what happens tomorrow once we have the official injury designations, but the fact that all three of those guys have gone both days without practicing so far, it kind of tells me you might see Spencer Rattler yet again in the season finale. I'm with both of you. Again, this is our fourth clean sweep in the last four games, guys. Give me the Buccaneers, 13.5 points in Tampa Bay. Finally, wrapping things up, Sunday Night Football, probably the game of the year. The winner gets the 1 seed, the loser gets the 5 seed in the NFC, and misses basically a home playoff game as a 14-win team. That's just awful. But we have the Vikings at the Lions, Detroit 3-point favorites at home.
Man, give me the Vikings. Man, Detroit, and God bless Aaron Glenn, what he's doing defensively to keep that unit together with all those injuries. But the Vikings have just been red hot offensively, and so I got to go with the Vikings here.
This one will be a little different, at least. I'm going to go Detroit Lions. They just impressed me so much. Mike mentioned, obviously, with the defense being decimated, kudos to Aaron Glenn, what he's been able to do there. But that offense is so scary and what they're able to do. Give me them giving the 3 points to a Vikings squad that, I mean, I keep waiting for them to falter. Kudos to them as well. But the Detroit Lions here, I think, are going to end up wrapping up that number one seed on Sunday Night Football.
It would be so disappointing for the Vikings, you know, to have such an unexpected season, and then all of a sudden they're sitting with a chance to get the one seed. But then it would be so disappointing for the Lions as well. This is a historic year for them. If they don't get the one seed, that first round bye, and then they host a playoff game in the second round, I mean, there's so much at stake here. It's the easy pick for Sunday Night Football this week. I'm really looking forward to this game. I keep betting against the Vikings, and it keeps biting me in the butt, but I'll do it again. I'm taking the Lions in this one. And, you know, I'm not confident really in the spread. What I'm more confident in is the over in this game. I know the Vikings defense has been playing really, really well, but the Lions offense is just elite. The Vikings offense should be able to put up points in bunches against this Detroit banged up defense. Give me the Lions minus 3, though, guys. This could very well be, you know, I say this pretty often when it's a really good game, could be a push, you know, like a field goal game. I think the line is pretty, you know, on point, I guess I would say, from Vegas. But give me Detroit minus 3. So, Mike, this is the one game we're different. And, Steve, you and I have the exact same pick, so we'll see how it goes for us.
What is the over, Charlie?
I'm going to have to look it up real quick.
Okay, I got you. No problem.
According to Bet ESPN, guys, it's at 56.5 right now.
Man, I thought it'd be more than that. I would have thought maybe 59. I get you, Charlie. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's maybe because the Vikings defense has been playing really, really well, but I'm putting my faith into, you know, Ben Johnson and that Lions offense to put up some big points.
Yeah, in a matchup with the Detroit Lions, that could there be the potential of a new head coach for the New Orleans Saints, either the offensive or defensive coordinator coming to New Orleans? We're going to take a break after our pick six segment. Hope you take Mike's advice and definitely not mine. Well,
no, don't take my advice.
Well, it's been a rough year for me all around, although at least I still had the lead on Hey Bear. I'm just hoping I don't come in last place out of the group.
If my five-year-old granddaughter could pick, she'd be in the running with y'all, too.
Mike, you've been a coin flip this year, 50-50 heading into this past weekend. Now you're at 54 and 53. As of now, I'm at 60 and 47. I'm doing the math because I haven't put it all out there yet. Bobby's at 50 and 57, and Steve, you're currently at 50 and 57 as well, so you're right there tied with Bobby.
With A-Bear now.
Yeah, you're even with him.
Next year, I'm going to get my five-year-old. Oh, she'll be six then. I'll get her to pick.
We do. We should get our guest kid picker.
Yeah. And she might outdo me on that.